The sounds of the summer evening street are muffled by the closed windows and curtains. On the bedside table, your phone is charging. There's a glass of water and a book. The small lamp casts a soft light over your body. You're on your side, head on your pillow, your hands up towards your face, and your legs under the bedclothes. Your eyes and mouth are open. Your muscles relax. Your heart is smooth and still. Blood drains to the underside of your body. You are losing heat. Your legs cool more slowly. Your lips dry out. Muscles controlling your gut slacken. Your sphincters open, and the contents of your bowel and bladder leak out, soaking your bedclothes and mattress. Cells use up the remaining oxygen in your blood and body. Without oxygen, the cells in your brain and liver are the first to break down. Their organelles swell and the cells begin to self-digest, bursting their membranes, releasing digestive enzymes and nutrients for your resident bacteria. Airborne fungal spores float everywhere in the room, and millions populate your hair, skin, and bedclothes. More settle on your body. And as night falls, the room becomes quiet. You are still cooling. The exposed surfaces of your dry eyes grow dark. Your eyelids stiffen. Your face and neck tighten. Muscles and organs begin to harden. Under the bedclothes, your lower body hardens slightly faster. The blood settling into the underside of your face and body floods your skin red, except where the side of your face, shoulder, arm, torso, hips, legs, and feet meet the bed, where the fleshy parts press into your pillow and sheets, and the creases and textures impress a delicate pale pattern onto your discolored skin. The red darkens to purple as you pass through the night. Blackbirds begin the dawn chorus. A neighbor's dog barks, and your alarm goes off. Rising acidity from increased levels of carbon dioxide congeals your blood. Your torso and limbs, your heart, lungs, and other internal organs are completely rigid. You're still cooling. The fat in your skin solidifies, branding the patchwork of pressure points and bedclothes onto your skin. A subtle hint of green growing slowly from your lower abdomen intensifies as it spreads and blends with the purple on the underside of your body. Cells have begun to self-digest in all your organs. The bacteria in your gut multiply and migrate to your liver, then spleen. Trillions of decomposing blood cells release a flood of hemoglobin, coloring your large veins and arteries deep blue. Your things are where you left them. Your alarm goes off. Your phone rings and the call goes through to voicemail. Bubbles appear in your glass of water. You have reached room temperature and are no longer cooling. Your eyelids loosen. Face and neck relax. Your muscles and organs soften. Your coagulated blood becomes liquid again. Microscopic bubbles form in your liver. Bacteria move through your blood vessels to your heart, brain, and other organs, and begin to putrefy your fat and muscle. Cell breakdown loosens your outer layer of skin. Dark blisters form on your eyelids, arms, torso, and legs. And internally, on the surfaces of your lungs, kidneys, and spleen. Body hair begins to fall away. Finger and toenails loosen. The post arrives. Your phone rings and beeps. Odors released from your body permeate your home and seep outside. Attracted by the smell, a fly crawls in through a vent and explores your body. It finds a fold of skin and lays a cluster of eggs. Bacteria in your gut move on from digesting the contents of your intestine to digesting the intestine itself. Morning light streams through the gap in the curtains, projecting across the ceiling. There's a distinct stench of putrid gas in the room. Billions of bacteria digesting your tissues produce gases that inflate your body. Hydrogen sulfide, methane, cadaverine, indole, and putrescine. The soft tissues of your face swell, pushing your lips inside out. Large gas bubbles form in your liver, lungs, and spleen. As your body inflates, your abdomen becomes massively distended and your limbs rise, lifting the sheets covering your bloated body. Under pressure, black acidic purge fluid is forced out of your mouth, nose, and bowels, soaking into the pillow and mattress and beginning to rot the fabric. In the folds of your skin, the fly eggs hatch and the maggots start to feed. Your post drops through the letterbox. Each day's delivery layers on top of the last. A couple more flies find your body and lay their eggs. They buzz around the room. In the pores on your cheek, tiny fungal spores begin to take root. Cell breakdown flattens the ridges and crevices on your brain and softens your heart muscle. The intense activity of the bacteria generates yet more gas and liquid, and eventually your skin splits open. The gases escape. Your bloated abdomen collapses. Your limbs sink back down. Decomposition fluids flood from your body. This liquefied flesh soaking through the mattress. You are melting into your bed. Airliners descend overhead. Traffic passes by, and your alarm goes off every morning. There are occasional knocks at the front door and intermittent rings and alerts from your phone. Half of the water in the glass at your bedside has evaporated. The dim bedside lamp illuminates small, fuzzy, blue-white patches of mold growing on your face, feeding on bacterial waste and breaking down the soft tissue. The patches expand slowly as they grow. Thousands of tiny stems bear microscopic blue spheres, which eject millions of spores. These colonize the next few millimeters of your skin. The maggots, nurtured on you, are fully grown and migrate away from your deflated body. Some burrow under the pillow and sheets. Some spread into dark spaces at the limits of your room, under your pile of clothes, into the plug sockets, under floor coverings. Their skin hardens as they pupate. Putrefaction continues, and your stench is stronger than ever. There is gas in the chambers of your heart. Your brain is soft and doughy. The blisters on your internal organs and sagging flesh drain. Your darkening skin begins to separate and slip away, exposing moist, decomposing muscles for more fungi to colonize. Away from your body, the maturing maggot pupae are changing color from yellow to red to brown to black. Hundreds of adult flies hatch, your nutrients transformed into these new lives flying above your body. At night, the room cools, and the flies rest on the ceiling and walls. Bacteria are now fermenting your fats, yielding butyric acid and other noxious compounds. Your liver is flecked with white fungal colonies. You continue to pay your bills by direct debit. The glass at your bedside is empty. The water has evaporated. The bedclothes lie loosely over your shrinking body. Mold grows on the sheets, eating away where your nutrients have soaked in. Your flesh is not a food source for the flies, and they die, scattering across you, your bed, and the floor. Your brain has mostly liquefied. Your heart, lungs, liver, and other internal organs are gone. On the underside of your body, much of the skin has decomposed. The bare bones of your skull, ribs, hip, and leg touch the mattress. on the upper side of your body. The remaining skin darkens further and begins to tighten over your rib cage. You're drying out. Your pungent, cheesy smell attracts carpet beetles. They feed on the dead flies and on your dried flesh, ligaments, and cartilage. The thermostat senses the seasonal shift, switching on the central heating. The pipes creak in the walls, and the radiator warms the air. The mold, colonizing your body, takes advantage of the constant temperature. As the colonies mature over winter, the patches spread slowly over much of your remaining skin. By spring, your body and bedclothes sustain a rich blue and white fungal landscape. The warmth continues to dry you out. Your skin grips onto your bones. Your hands and feet tighten into claws. Mold eats into the surface of your nails, tunneling for the keratin. Clothes moths lay their eggs, and their larvae begin to consume your hair and bedclothes. Dust and dirt settle. Spiders spin their webs across the windows, curtains, lighting, the furniture, and you. Catching the beetles, mites, ants, and silverfish inhabiting your drying remains. The muffled sounds of summer street life return. You are partially mummified. Your odor is slight, a musty cut grass smell. The bulb on your bedside lamp burns out. Your phone still rings occasionally. Layers of post accumulate beneath your letterbox. A growing mound of payment demands, bank statements, junk mail and polling cards. Once or twice a year, there's a knock at the door, a charity collector, or a delivery for a neighbour. The scratching noise in the corner of the ceiling is the sharp claws of squirrels that have chewed a nesting hole in the roof. Rain comes in through the hole, germinating fungal spores that penetrate and rot the ceiling. Spreading mold feeds off the wooden joists. Fungal threads bore into the timbers, secreting enzymes that break down the lignin and cellulose. Tiles are blown from the roof, and more rain gets in. Pigeons roost. Your bank account is empty. The gas, electricity, and water are cut off. Your phone stops charging, and the battery runs out. Your alarm no longer sounds. The heating stops working. Your body and room temperature and the humidity now change with the seasons. Warm, moist air sets off new blooms of mold, eating away at your skin, hair, nails, and bedclothes. Mildew forms on the walls and window frames. breaking down the polymers in the paint. Year by year, beetles continue to feed. Your teeth loosen from your jaw. Dust mites graze on your mold, and mice shred your sheets and clothing for their nests. The freeze-thaw cycle works at the mortar in the walls until the bricks loosen. Seeds germinate in the cracks. Ivy latches into the walls. The gutters become blocked with rotting leaves. Damp penetrates. Paint peels. Heating pipes freeze and burst. Moss grows on the interior walls, and the curtains fade and rot. After a decade, your skin still nourishes patches of fungal growth, each bloom depleting and thinning the skin until it falls through your ribcage. Generations of beetles have cleaned and polished your bones, leaving twisted piles of white feces. Cobwebs remain in place for decades. Mold eats through the cover of your book. Silverfish and book lice burrow through the pages. After 50 years, there are no more knocks on the door, no more post. The mail beneath the letterbox has accreted into a damp mass. Gravity begins dislodging your bones, collapsing your skeleton. Above the ceiling, rafters and joists rot. Increased tension pulls rusty nails free from the wet wood. The windows crack from the stress of sagging walls, and rain blows through the holes. As the wood continues to rot, the roof collapses and the ceiling caves in. Your phone, glass, and bedside lamp are smashed by the impact. Your skeleton and bed are leveled by falling rafters, roof tiles, and plaster. Daylight streams in. A film of algae forms across porous surfaces, and your protruding bones support the growth of moss and lichen. More soil, dirt, and rubbish layer on top of you. Seeds are blown in. Dandelion and buddleia thrive. Rats scavenge and gnaw your bones for the calcium. After 100 years, the only sounds are natural. Wind, rain, animals. Mold and bacteria continue to break down the timbers and fabrics into soil. Metal door hinges and handles, your phone casing, mattress springs, coins, and the radiator corrode. Plastic light switches and plug sockets are weakened by the sun, but remain intact. Sycamore saplings mature into trees. The canopy extending up over the walls. Over centuries, you are buried deeper. The bricks drop and break as mortar and plaster crumbles and powders. Bacteria and fungi break down the last brittle fibres of your hair and nails. Collagen, calcium, potassium, and magnesium leach from your bones, leaving them weak and fragile. Cracks form, through which tree roots grow, fragmenting them further. The climate warms. The winters no longer reach freezing temperatures, and the summers are blazing hot. Storms, floods, and mudslides overwhelm the ruins of your home. Over millennia, the bricks become sand. Metals rust into the earth. The ground shifts, and your teeth and bone fragments disperse and diminish, whilst more robust materials persist. Crushed glass, ceramics, and shredded plastic from your home, and the gold, silver, and palladium from your phone lie amidst concentrations of industrial and radioactive pollutants in the ground. Over eons, upheavals and pressure compress this layer into a thin marker of your time.